Today's nonfiction is the story of Dr. David Livingstone, the British explorer who explored the heart of Africa. The interior of Africa has long been a source of fascination for explorers. The stories of epic adventures among the countless mountains, rivers, and jungles of this astonishing continent have drawn many an adventurer to the heart. One of the most famous was Dr. David Livingstone, a Scottish medical doctor who made charting Africa his life's work. As a Christian with strong beliefs, Livingstone moved to the Kalahari Desert as soon as he had finished his studies. He wanted to spread Christianity and use his medical skills to help others. Furthermore, he had always had a thirst for adventure. Livingstone spent many years exploring Africa, often accompanied by his wife Mary, and going further than any European had ever gone before. It was dangerous work. Livingstone was once mauled by a lion. But he was defiant in the face of danger, saying, "I shall open up a path to the interior of Africa, or I shall perish while trying." Perhaps his greatest success was becoming the first European to see the magnificent waterfalls on the border between Zambia and Zimbabwe in the south of the continent. He named them the Victoria Falls after Queen Victoria, who was the British monarch at the time. Livingstone learned the languages and observed the customs of local people. He was horrified by the way that some African people were kept as slaves, and he worked tirelessly to bring an end to slavery by encouraging more positive trade between Africans and Europeans. Although there remained much work to be done in this area, there is no doubt that Livingstone's efforts alerted the world to the problem and kick-started positive change. In 1866, Livingstone headed north. He wanted to be the person who found the source of the River Nile. It was widely known to be the world's longest river. However, nobody had yet found the exact location where the river begins. Many people had tried unsuccessfully for years. Livingstone was sure that if he could find it, he would become famous and people would listen to him. And if people would listen to him, he might be able to use his influence to stop the terrible buying and selling of humans as slaves. In 1871, an adventurous journalist named Henry Morton Stanley was sent to Africa by an American newspaper in the search for Livingstone. It had been a few years since anyone had heard from the great explorer. Stanley arrived to find Livingstone very sick. He greeted him with the now famous words, "Dr. Livingstone, I presume?" 2 years later, Livingstone passed away from an illness called malaria, which is caused by bites from mosquitoes carrying a deadly disease. His body was returned to Britain and is buried in Westminster Abbey, but his heart was removed and buried in the heart of the African continent that he loved so dearly. Livingstone never did find the true source of the Nile, but he paved the way for the exploration of others. After Livingstone's death, Stanley became determined to continue his work. He went on to travel across vast areas of Africa and made an epic 4,700-kilometre journey along the entire Congo River. The King of Belgium was excited about the exploration, and he paid for all of these adventures. 20 years later, another writer followed in his footsteps. Mary Kingsley inherited a lot of money, and her family were horrified when she spent it on a one-way ticket to Africa. She had many adventures, often going canoeing to study the local wildlife and avoiding animal traps along the way. She once continued a jungle trek even after breaking her ankle. She returned to London as a heroine and proved that women could be explorers at a time when people rarely believed that. The books that she wrote about her adventures gave the British people more insight than ever about the fascinating continent and changed their understanding of life in Africa.